Who is a Jew? By Steve Martin. Lineage, Law, Controversy, and the End of the Question. The debate over who the Jews are is one of long standing and often deeply contentious. It is not merely an academic discussion. It touches history, theology, identity, and even modern geopolitics. Many have taken strong positions on either side, some arguing for strict genealogical continuity, others questioning whether those commonly identified as Jews today are truly the descendants of Abraham. Even Scripture itself introduces tension into the discussion. In Revelation, we read of those who say they are Jews and are not. That statement alone should caution us against simplistic assumptions. And so the question remains, who are the Jews? Is it a matter of bloodline, of religion, of covenant standing, or something else entirely? The Biblical Foundation, a people by descent. In the Hebrew Scriptures, the answer appears clear and structured. Israel is not merely a religious group. It is a nation, formed through a specific line of descent. The promises begin with Abraham, pass through Isaac, not Ishmael, and then through Jacob, not Esau. Jacob, renamed Israel, becomes the father of the 12 tribes. From that point forward, identity is tightly bound to genealogy, tribal affiliation, covenantal inheritance. Each tribe maintained its identity through the father's line. Land was distributed by tribe. Priesthood was restricted to the tribe of Levi, and more specifically to the family of Aaron. Even the hope of the kingdom was tied to the line of David, of the tribe of Judah. To be an Israelite was not something one chose. It was something one was born into. This is why genealogies occupy such a prominent place in the Hebrew Scriptures. They were not incidental. They were essential. The shift: identity preserved through the mother. Yet history disrupted what Scripture had established. The Babylonian exile scattered the people. Later, the destruction of the Second Temple further dismantled national and religious structures. Records were lost, priestly lines became difficult to verify, and intermarriage increased. In this context, Rabbinic Judaism introduced a critical adjustment. Jewish identity would now be determined by the mother. This was not a theological declaration so much as a practical safeguard. Maternity is certain. Paternity can be disputed. It preserved identity in times of instability. It created a clear boundary for community continuity. Thus, a new standard emerged. If your mother is Jewish, you are Jewish. If not, you must convert to enter the community. This definition remains influential to this day. The modern layer, DNA and ancestry. In recent decades, science has added yet another dimension. Through genetic testing offered by companies like 23andMe and Ancestry DNA, individuals can now identify connections to historical Jewish populations, Ashkenazi, Sephardic, or Mizrahi. These tests can reveal shared ancestry patterns, population migrations, genetic clustering over time, but they cannot define identity. There is no singular Jewish gene. Jewish populations are genetically diverse, shaped by centuries of migration, intermarriage, and dispersion. Thus, a person may have Jewish DNA, but not be considered Jewish. Another may be Jewish without any detectable Jewish ancestry. DNA can trace where one's ancestors may have come from, but it cannot determine covenant status, religious standing, or identity before God. The tragedy of misdefinition. History has also shown the grave danger of reducing identity to ancestry alone. During the Holocaust, under Adolf Hitler, Jewish identity was defined through the Nuremberg Laws based on one's grandparents. It did not matter what one believed, whether one practiced Judaism, whether one had converted to Christianity. Ancestry alone determined classification. This rigid racial definition stripped identity of all nuance and reduced it to a biological category. The result was catastrophic, as millions were persecuted and murdered under a system that allowed no escape from one's lineage. It stands as a sobering warning of what happens when identity is reduced to a single dimension. The ongoing debate. Today, the question remains unsettled and, for many, deeply emotional. Some argue that many modern Jews, particularly those in the Middle East, may not be the true physical descendants of Abraham. Others maintain that historical continuity, preserved through tradition, community, and shared identity, is sufficient. Still others point to biblical warnings, such as those in Revelation, to suggest that not all who claim Jewish identity are legitimate. A present-day reality in Israel. This debate is not merely theoretical. It plays out in real life within the modern nation of Israel. Under the law of return, individuals may immigrate and receive citizenship if they have even one Jewish grandparent. This reflects a broad, ancestry-based definition shaped in part by the realities of persecution in Europe. However, religious recognition within Israel is governed by the chief rabbinate of Israel, which follows the traditional standard of maternal descent or conversion. This creates a striking situation. A person may be a full citizen of Israel, raised within Jewish culture, identified as Jewish socially, and yet not be recognized as Jewish in matters such as marriage or burial. Some are required to produce extensive documentation tracing their maternal lineage. Others, unable to do so, face the difficult choice of undergoing conversion or living in a kind of identity tension. Thus, even in the land most associated with Jewish identity, the question, "Who is a Jew?" remains unresolved in practical terms. A Pauline perspective, a question that no longer matters. Yet, when we come to the writings of Paul the Apostle, the entire framework shifts. For Paul, the issue is not resolved. It is rendered irrelevant. Through the prophet Hosea, God had already prophetically declared Israel to be Lo Ami, not my people, Hosea 1:9. This prophetic condition became a dispensational pronouncement at the close of the Acts period, where Paul declares in Acts 28:25-28 that salvation is being sent to the nations. During the Acts period, Israel still held a position of priority. To the Jew first, Romans 1:16, 2:10. Gentiles were brought into participation with Israel's blessings, being grafted among them, Romans 11:17, and made partakers of their spiritual things, Romans 15:27. But that was a transitional period. Yet, after the Acts period with the revelation of the secret administration, Ephesians 3:9, there came the unveiling of a new order, one in which Israel's national distinction is set aside. The end of distinction. Paul declares that the middle wall of partition between Jew and Gentile has been dismantled, Ephesians 2:14. This was not a minor adjustment. It was a complete restructuring. In place of the old distinctions, God is now, creating the two in himself into one new humanity, making peace, Ephesians 2:15. This new humanity is not Israel extended, nor the nations elevated. It is something entirely new, unrelated to previous categories of identity. Genealogy set aside. In this new administration, even the most prized credentials lose their value. Paul himself, who could boast of impeccable lineage, tribal identity, and adherence to the law, counts it all as loss. But dung, Philippians 3:4-8. In preparation for this new administration, Paul had already previously warned believers to avoid Jewish myths, Titus 1:14, endless genealogies which minister questions, 1 Timothy 1:4. The very markers that once defined belonging now serve only to distract from the greater reality. The final word. So where does this leave the question, who are the Jews? The debate may continue. Arguments may persist. Evidence may be gathered and contested. But from the standpoint of the present administration, the question itself has lost its relevance. The descendants of Abraham, whoever they may be, are now counted among the nations. There is no present spiritual advantage in being a Jew, no covenant standing secured by lineage, no identity grounded in ancestry, because God is not presently dealing with humanity on that basis. A new humanity. The defining reality today is not genealogy, but creation, not Jew or Gentile, not circumcision or uncircumcision, not lineage, law, or heritage, but Christ, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, but Christ all and in all, Colossians 3:11. The question, who is a Jew, belonged to another administration. Today, the only question that remains is, who is in Christ? And the answer has nothing to do with where one came from, but everything to do with what God has done.